Good morning. Coming up on 8:40 here on the Mighty 690, we have Wyatt Starnes in the studio from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Good morning, Wyatt. How are you
good
doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you, man?
Hey, doing well. So, you know, it's almost 50 degrees, which is great for me. Not as great for the
man.
People who love winter.
But... Oh, man. I'm a winter fan. This is like... I feel like betrayal.
Yeah,
you
no.
know, it should not be almost 70.
I am so much
in
more productive.
February.
So much happier. It's just.
And see, I feel different. Mm. I cleaned out my closet when we had our snowstorm.
That's so weird.
I got so many things done around the house. It was great. Yeah. It was great, man. But that's okay.
Each his own. Well, first of all, congratulations on your award at the
banquet.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be recognized, and I love Coffeeville, and I think anything that I can do to help make it a place people are proud of, I'm going to try and do it. So it was awesome.
That is great.
Thank you.
No, that's fantastic. Some good stuff there. So, hey, what's happening, you know, in Coffeeville with Coffeeville's Reawakening? Where do you want to start?
Well, so I'm going to back up actually just a little bit. So back on the 13th and the 15th, we had Coffeeville's Innovation Lab for Youth.
Yeah.
It was a huge success, actually. All those that had signed up actually got to come in. You know, we had just enough space for everyone. Big turnout each day. They got to learn a lot, see a lot of things that a lot of kids really aren't exposed to. And so kind of opens up some windows that down the line they may want to go into those fields. So it's really an awesome thing. And we hope to do more of those soon. We're kind of working behind the scenes to see when we can be back up and running and do some more of those. So be checking out on that. And then actually just last Friday, the Midland Theater Foundation, we got together and had our annual board retreat. And it was a very, very exciting time for us because for the first time, we could hold our meeting in the Midland. And if you're wondering, yes, we took a good portion of the time to just walk around and like our mouths were like on the ground, like looking at it and just being like, we're so close. We're so, so close. And I think the thing that's the coolest about that is here in a few weeks, we're going to be open for people to rent. We're going to be ready for them to rent them out, you know, for their events, whether that's a yoga class, if you want to have like a wedding little reception there, if you want to have like a book club, you could rent it out for, you know, a few hours, several hours, however you wanted to do it, and be a part of this next phase of the Midland. And we're still, you know, heavy into the fundraising aspect for, you know, the auditorium and backstage. They're big pieces there. They're the parts that people remember being inside of the auditorium. So we are fired up and ready to get the ball rolling on those two. So
hey, that's great.
Those are some things that have kind of happened recently. First upcoming thing that we've got going on here. So the Coffeeville Community College Choir Program is putting on a chocolate serenade dessert concert. As soon as I hear chocolate, I'm like, I'm in. It doesn't matter what's happening. I want to be a part of that. It's kind of like an evening of, you know, song and dessert. $20 a person to get in. All of the proceeds will actually go to the CCC Choir Program. The event starts at 7 p.m. at the Coffeeville Ravens Roost at CCC. I want to say that is the...
That's the library, basically.
Yes.
You know, the library.
It's the two-story
kind of octagonal building thing.
Yes.
And then you've got the... Oh, there's a lot of, like, octagonal stuff over there.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, you've got the kind of the inner part there, and then the library wraps around on the top.
I feel like I've failed as, like, an alumni because I'm like, where is the Ravens Roost again? I was in there all the time, and somehow I forgot about it, but...
Come on, I didn't even go here and I knew that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, James. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Absolutely.
You can go online. I believe there should be a link if you get on like Facebook and look it up or even on the college to purchase it. Or you can call Markel Porter at 620-252-7025. Other than that, man, there's not a whole lot going on. I know there's some things happening, you know, into March and things like that. So we're kind of taking this what should be the winter season, just kind of slowing down. But apparently, you know, Mother Nature has a different thing in store.
Long-term outlook's going to be warm as well for the next, you know.
Man, that just really breaks my heart a little bit, you know.
Right.
I know everyone feels different, but gosh, I just love the winter. So speaking of winter and, you know, cold times of year, just last, well, technically almost 2 months
ago
at this point, we had the Christmas radio show. That was a huge success.
It was great.
We loved it, and we kind of have an idea in the back of our heads, and we're kind of curious to see what other people think. We are interested in maybe putting together a group of people or even like a contest of sorts to write the radio show for this upcoming Christmas and have it themed around like 1940s Coffeeville. It would be cool to have our history kind of like on display like that. And there are so many different talents in town that we're really interested to see if people would buy into this and really go with that idea. And so, yeah, what do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's great. You know, the fact, especially if we can find someone who's, you know, a local and knows some of that history, you know, maybe they can do, we have some people, you know, grandparents or, you know, maybe some of their memories, that sort of thing can serve to bring some of this about. But
oh, totally.
I think definitely that would be great. So this is something that I kind of wanted to open that up to people. And, you know, it's not as if we can, it's only one person, you know, we probably have room for a couple. So we might even be able to, we have a couple people interested, might be able to entertain that. So obviously going to be a long ways away.
Oh yeah.
But I think that would be
very
great.
We've got a good, you know, 11 months to go here, but it's never too soon to talk about Christmas.
Yeah.
And speaking of, here before too long, we will be starting some planning for Christmas on the Plaza this year. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there now. If anyone is interested in helping plan this event, we want to make it even bigger this year because this will be our fifth year. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this will be our fifth one. And that's a big deal for us. We are really, really excited about what's going on and what we're going to be able to bring to the table. And so if you want to get in on that, my phone number is 620-515-4346. Or my email is wyatt1197@gmail.com. I'd love to get you plugged in. And see what we can do there, but it's never too soon to talk about Christmas.
That and so,
that's the most wonderful time of the year for a reason.
That's right. And so, if you do have, you know, if you're interested in the radio drama, maybe participating in that for next year, or if you've got some writing skills, call Wyatt, call here at the station, and we'll get you hooked up. So,
yeah. Other than that, man, that's really it. Oh, another thing that is coming up, I kind of forgot to mention this one. Next Saturday at 6 p.m., I believe, is the Chamber Ambassadors Trivia Night. We had the first one a couple weeks back, and I don't know if you know this. I'm kind of a big deal, but you are talking to the reigning last place champion right here.
Well, you guys got a prize for that.
We did get a prize for that. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's out of, you know, pity. They're like, oh man, Wyatt's team is just really, but you know what, we have a great time and it's always fun supporting local businesses in town, especially some restaurants. This next time we'll be at the Yoke, so if you're interested in that, get on Facebook, look up the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. There should be a post on there about it, or look up Chris Crane. She's kind of heading up the entire trivia night. She can get you hooked up on how to get your team in there. I believe right now we've got 9 teams.
Yeah,
which is
sure
huge.
That's right.
It's a big deal and it's a ton of fun.
I think there's going to be a limit of like 13, maybe.
Yeah,
they're
going to try
to limit it.
There is a limit on the teams, mainly just because some of the venues that we go to are very small. Some are a little bit bigger, and we don't want to just, you know, pack in there like sardines, because then everyone would try and cheat off the last place team that clearly is so good.
That's right.
But anyway, no, it's a great time. So check out that, and I think that's about it that we've got going on right now.
Sure, and I mean, for people unfamiliar with the trivia format, basically it's got write out the answers, you know, so the table can kind of collaborate. You write out the answers, you know, between yourselves, and then at the end of the round, you hand that in. And so it's not like you're trying to do a buzzer thing or something like that.
No. It's pretty low. And there's usually about 8 categories, and you kind of will draw out a number. That table gets to pick the category, and just it's so much fun.
Yeah. And so we got this one here at the Oak, and then the next one's going to be at the Ville.
Correct, in March. And I believe that'll be the last one of this season.
Yep, so 3 different ones throughout the winter. Try to have some of those winter activities. So
stuff. Anyway, so, I think that's it, man.
Okay, well, good update there from Coffeyville's Reawakening. Appreciate it, Wyatt.
Yeah, anytime.
And look forward to chatting here again soon. We do our Coffeyville Reawakening update each and every Thursday here at this time. So coming up here in just a few, we're going to be getting into Open Line right around 9:10. We'll also have an update from Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals at 10:10. So keep here on the mighty 690 KGGF, 49 degrees, going up to a high of a mighty 69.